don't cut myself. And then a little later he said, why is not bigger? I think he meant, why is the band that you cut off not bigger? In other words, why did you make it so small? Ross was bouncing on my leg and he said, go up me, which he meant was, make me go up. Also he said, Mark is this year's older, and he held up one finger. And I'm this year's old, and he held up three fingers, which is all correct. Telling me not to drive my car. Somebody said me not to drive my car. That's wonder worst. That's how he misunderstood it. By the way, last night I told Mary to hold her horses, and he said, horses? What is that all about, horses? That's not wonder horse, that's wonder worst. He thinks it's a wonder horse, okay. And he said, this I told you, my shirt. I told you you had my boat shirt, but what he said, this I told you is my shirt. This I told you is my shirt. But he said, he really wanted to say, I told you had my boat shirt, right? And by the way, Marky can say poo because Mary,
he was crying.
And he said, Mary said, are you poo? And he said, poo. So Melania said, it's a circle like those circles. Circles on the Safeway bag. Wanted the apple unpeeled me, and he said, will you open this apple? Will you cut this apple in half? He said, yeah, I will. And a little earlier he said, okay, the apple will make me feel okay. What did you say? Okay, the apple will make me feel better. Now, as if I had been running around saying, what will make you feel better? Okay, the apple will make me feel better. Of course, I hadn't been doing any of the above.
Mommy said, okay, the apple will feel me better.
Will feel me better. The apple will feel me better. Okay. I cut an apple for Marky and I. And then he said, we were talking about the knife, and he says, it's too sharp for the daddies. I think he means for mommy and daddy. And he says, it's not too sharp for I.
Ross said, I don't want my wet baby blanket in the washing cleaner. Brian says, that's an analogy from vacuum cleaner. And so Brian said, no, it's the vacuum cleaner and the washing machine. So about 5 minutes later, he said, I don't want my wet baby blanket in the washing McCleaner.
I said, are there any good boys in here? And Ross said, I'm here. And I said, how do I know you're good? And he said, I'm just it. Yeah, I'm just is, right. Can I see my map? And I said, yeah. And he said, can I have it too? And I said, yeah. And he said, I get to keep it forever and forever. I told him that he could keep it forever and forever. And I said, yeah. said, my baby. Ross said, my baby calls Mark. No. Ross said, my baby calls Mark, not Muppet. What he means is, my baby is called Mark, not Muppet. I had called Marky Muppet. And also, Marky said thank you to Mary three times while she was dressing him. What was so nice about it? Why did he...
I took
him out of his high chair.
And he said, thank you.
And he said, thank you. Thank you, thank you.
And then I dressed him, and he said, thank you another time.
And he dressed him, and he said, thank you. Okay. A couple more times. Ross said, buckle my baby brother in tight. This is when... Mark, you're going to be a Hulk, and you're going to be a Hulk, and I'm going to be a Hulk, too. And so we can watch the Hulk. I don't know why we all have to be Hulk so we can watch the Hulk, but that was his idea. Ross said, the letters. What them from? Where you get them from? Where you get the pictures from? Right? I'm not going to tell you, Ross. My cowboy boots, and I go ride on a big horse. And then he handed me his boots and said, here are my boots. Also, a little earlier, he said, I asked if Marky was hurting him. He said, no, I asked him if it hurt, and he said, no, because, okay, I said to Ross, do you want to have a blanket at preschool? And he said, no, I don't want to go to preschool. I just want to go to folk dancing. So he misunderstood what I said. A little earlier, I put a board under his bed, and he said, I don't want it under my neath. And then he said, oh, yeah, yes, I did. Ross said, my big drink aspirin make me feel better. What he means is his antibiotics that he takes for his ear, which is like his Tylenol, which he calls aspirin, but which he takes a whole teaspoonful of, and so it's a big drink in aspirin. Marky's touching his foots, right? And last night, Ross said, I had Tylenol already. And what are we doing with bedclothes? These are separate things. And I'm a striper boy because I do stripes. That means he has on the stripe to bedclothes. And then he says, what are you called with? In other words, what do you have on? And I said I had on my red... something, I forgot one. And then he said, when you're going to get better, you can go to university. But I'm already better. And this was, he was really sick with an earache.
But you got stripes on your zipper shirt?
Yeah, I got stripes on my zipper shirt. Mm-hmm. My sweater. And then he said, will you read these books to me? All these are all separate things that he said. Okay, let's go downstairs. Ross was pointing at one of the glasses and said, this is very breaky. And I said, what? And he said, because it's very sharp and it falls. In other words, he means it might fall. So it's very breaky.
And it
means breakable.
My break,
and my mama might break this and fall this. You mean might break it and make it fall?
Yeah.
I see. Is that how you, and he says, that's how my mama's gonna do it. Or that's how my mama gonna do it. What? She's going to be in a bad mood? And then she's going to be in a bad mood? Yeah, she would be. Okay. Ross needed some aspirin, and I was giving it to him, and he said, my bottle will help. It means that my bottle will help me feel better. Also, a little earlier, he was an instrumental. He said, I'm hitting it with my hand or something. Oh, yeah. I'm keeping the sun out with my paper. That's it. He was shading his eyes with the paper. He said, keeping the sun out with my paper. to Marty Tuck on January 6th. By the way, Mark knows how to beep the horn on the little car.
Ross never moved it
for
a long time.
Yeah.
He also plays at stirring spoons in the little measuring, in the sifter.
Uh-huh.
He does a lot of play with, and he goes and grabs the things that he's playing with. Pointing at the soldiers on the wall. Just got up there, he's particularly interested. I'm old. I'm this older. And he showed me three fingers. It means I'm going to show you how old I am. What? Oh, I'm sorry. Doing some hair. What's going on? Turn it down a little bit. Marky was doing some hitting with the brush against the door, and Ross said, he's hitting my brush. He meant he's hitting my brush against the door, or he's hitting the brush with my door, hitting the door with my brush. And also, he said, he got, him got on his shoes, right? Okay, good. Ross said, Marky did smiled at me, and he was looking for his bottle. That was in the car, by the way. And then he was looking for his bottle, and he said, here it is. Marky's got it. Sorry, I misunderstood. Ross said, here's the Marky's bottle, not here it is, Marky's got it. Here's the Marky's bottle. Now Ross corrected me again. He said, no, I said, here's Marky's bottle. Is that right? Okay, Ross, you want to tell the tape code about Sam, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, what is Sam?
Sam, go down to the family, honey, put presents on a Christmas tree with presents on a form, and he put candy in the stocking, and Santa put toys in the stocking.
Yes. And then what happened?
And Santa got off the chimney.
Uh-huh.
Okay. But if his way with his Yuletide Raider, then he fly away with his Yuletide Raider.
Uh-huh. And where did he go?
He went to his house where the whole coat, and he got his coat on and his Santa hat on, and he went to his house where it is.
Where it's up in the North Pole, isn't it, Ross?
Yeah.
Where it's real cold, right?
Yeah.
Does Santa Claus have a wife?
Huh?
Does Santa Claus have a wife?
No.
Yes, he does. Mrs. Claus. Mrs. Claus is his wife. And she helps him make the toys.
Why?
Why?
Yeah.
Because he needs a lot of help, and he has some little elves that help him make toys, too.
Why?
Well, Mrs. Santa Claus knits lots of sweaters and mittens for kids.
No. Sit down. Sit down, Mark. You
need them.
I was reading the night before Christmas to Ross, and he said, when the snow comes, I'm going to make me a big fire. I'm going to make a big fire and get warm. We've been talking about when he could make a big fire, and I had said something very close to that earlier in the day. So that, you know, when such and such happens, then such and such happens. And so he seems to be learning that when, then construction fairly well. What are the gloves for, Ross? Superman gloves, what are they for?
When it's cold, you can wear them.
When it's cold, you can wear them, right?
And
Ross liked that. I told him those two things, and he said, yes, that's the end of the story, right?
Yeah.
Good. Ross said, is this my t-shirt, and is this my t-shirt, and is this my t-shirt? And I said, yes, teach time, and then he said, okay, hang them up then. That's what he said. I told Ross, you want to go jump on the bed with pillows on it? And Ross said, yeah, let's go jump on the bed that has pillows on it. So Ross expanded my prepositional phrase with a relative clause. I said, don't let Marky fall, and Ross said, he falled. And then later, Ross came in and said, I forgot my older baby blanket. He has two baby blankets, the newer one and the older one. He says, I forgot my older baby blanket. He didn't actually forget it, he just didn't know where it was. It was in the sack. He had gone to folk dancing, and it was in the sack, and he didn't know where it was. So he doesn't really mean forget, he means I didn't remember to bring it. Did you, sort of? Ross said, I'm going to tell my mommy that you bad. And then he said, I'm going to tell my mommy that you going to be bad. What did you?
I told Marky that you is bad.
That my what?
That you is bad.
I tell my Marky that you is bad. That's the count tape.
Hey, please?
Later. No, Ross. Don't mess it. Don't do it now.
Why?
Anyway, what he really said is that I'm going to tell my mommy that you were bad is what he should have said. But he said instead that you're going to be bad or you are going to be bad. I'm not sure which one. Ross, I said, look what the monster, look what I got in my hands. And I pulled the blue monster out and tried to scare Ross. And he said, felt his muscles on his arm and said, I got my spinach. And then he put some spinach in his mouth, took it out of his cuff on his shirt, and put it in his mouth and hit the monster, just like out of Popeye. So it was a very nice appropriate scene, rhetorical statement taken from a script that he's seen on TV. Let's see. Also, I want to add that Markey, today is the, by the way, the 10th of January, and Markey has been saying a number of words to the babysitter that I haven't recorded. These include